It's called the parking area.
His parking area?
Yeah.
You ever hear parking garage, parking,
Yeah. Parking garage. Yeah.
What about parking deck?
Mm-hmm.
Don't hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Does Shreveport have any very large buildings, tall buildings?
Big building. Petroleum Town. CMB building. Liz Commercial National Bank.
Mm-hmm.
Those about the ones I think of right over there.
Do you have a general word that would cover buildings like that? A general word for very tall buildings?
Skyscrapers.
Would you say that Shreveport has some skyscrapers?
To the people in Shreveport, there are skyscrapers.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you might call a very tall building, say if it's an apartment building?
Apartment complex.
Mm-hmm. Does the word high rise mean anything to you?
Yep. But I know it's like a high rise in it. What do you see? Skyscraper. You might look up. Check out the skyscraper.
Yeah. Do you suppose you could call a would high-rise do for apartment building as well as a big business office building?
Yeah, I believe it would.
Could call either one of them.
But we don't have any apartment complexes like that. They used to be stretched out like, not really like condominiums, but you know what I'm talking about? They have like two stories.
Yeah.
And then they have a whole bunch of little apartment buildings.
Yeah.
So. They don't really have any straight up apartments.
Mm-hmm. I see. Okay. Well, in the downtown area where you have a lot of office buildings, say if you have some passageways going between and among those buildings, you know, what would you call those?
Alley.
Mm-hmm. Would it be the same thing if you had in a residential area, a situation
mm-hmm.
like that? Still be alleys.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about a place in town, maybe where a building has burned down or has been torn down and nothing's been built there to replace it? What would you call that area?
A lot. Just a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Open lot.
Open lot. Yeah. Okay. And say if you were in a public building like the courthouse and you were thirsty, where could you get yourself a drink of water?
Water fountain.
Mm-hmm. Would you call it the same thing if you were in a park out in the open?
Mm-hmm.
Still be a water fountain?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, talk about, we got about 2 more minutes and then it'll be 11. What about talking about different kinds of vehicles? Do you have different names for cars and trucks? You know, I'm just looking for general names, not specific brand names like Ford or Chevrolet.
Mm-hmm. That's all, car and truck.
Yeah, I mean, what I had in mind was something maybe like a name for a car with 4 doors as opposed to one that just had 2. Or like on my car, it has 4 doors, and between the front and the back door, there's a kind of a pillar there that's
mm-hmm.
solid. Whereas on some cars, when you roll the windows together, there's just a little piece of rubber.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, what about, does sedan or hard top mean anything to you?
Yeah, but nobody hardly says it.